The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Oh God, we think today about getting started, beginnings of work, of what we're called to do, who we're called to be, with all of the feelings, the anxieties, the joys, the hopes that come with it. Be with us. Allow for your presence to be our guide. In your name we pray, amen. Our pastor, John Gorder, is going to be speaking to us today about a verse that you haven't thought about. This will be a wonderful sermon on the idea that Jesus began his ministry at 30.
Dear friends, grace and peace to you this day. Amen. Matt blew the lid off my sermon already. But I must tell you that what I have to say probably has more to do with sociology than with theology, so bear with me. The reading is one verse from the Gospel of Luke. It reads, Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. In recent days, we've celebrated the birth of Christ. Last Sunday, we remembered the baptism of Jesus when he was an adult. We go from the span of the infant to the adult man in just a few verses in our texts. And in between, there is virtually nothing that is spoken of. There is the disobedience to his parents when he remained in the temple at age 12. But apart from that, we know virtually nothing of the first 30 years of Jesus' life. Filling that gap would somehow simply be conjecture and speculation. Yet during these years, we know that Mary rears the child and can only ponder Jesus' messiahship in her heart. She is a patient woman. Before we join Jesus in his ministry, which we'll do the rest of this calendar year, I want us to stop to consider this one statement. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. 30 years. Our society accentuates a few anniversaries. When we're 18 or when we're 16, we can drive a car. When we're 18, we can vote. If you're a Lutheran, you can drink beer legally when you're 21. And then, of course, there is my generation of 65-year-olds that look for that date for a time of retirement. President Anderson is shaking his head. But 30. I remember turning 30 was really the most terrifying of all my birthdays. 29 passed unnoticed, but somehow turning 30 shocked me. Golly, life was half over. I was married, I had 3 children, I had my degrees, I had literally circumnavigated the globe, I had been in 2 different great working positions. And I had done most of that before I was 24 years old. And the text tells us that Jesus was about 30 when he began his work. If you're a senior at St. Olaf, you're probably turning 22 this year. And if you're not aware of it, don't worry. Your mother is pondering in her heart what you will do with your life. At 22, we have expectations of getting to work pretty soon. The pressure is on. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. While we're racing to make our youthful mark, we have little to learn from Jesus. There is silence during his adolescent years, nothing about relationships, Nothing about studies, nothing about formation, nothing about creating a profession, not even a word about family. So if you're under 30 and others wonder why you're not more definitive about what you'll do with your life, or if you're not quite sure, know that you are in good company. If your mother's watching this chapel service, I suspect she's cringing. If there are people here from the Piper Center, I'll probably have a visit at my office this afternoon, telling you just be patient and wait till you're 30. 30 years old. We know that the priests in Jesus' time could not serve in the temple until they were 30. We know that David was anointed king of Israel when he was 30. There are precedents for 30-year-old beginnings. We know that when Jesus was 30, his life was changed from whatever it was when he fully grasped his identity and when the broken world perceived his divinity. His life at 30 changed into a flurry of encounter with powers that made people's lives miserable, the power of illness, the power of political oppression and religious corruption, the power of prejudice against the disenfranchised, the power of mental instability, the powers of ignorance, the power of death. Jesus launched into these arena and brought a new vision, a new source of divine energy, renewing hope for those in need and vexing those of high degree. Jesus was about 30 years old before he began his work. And then for 3 years, he compressed life and grace into ministry, which would clearly and forever identify his work. If you're not yet 30, be encouraged by Jesus' late launch. Yesterday was the birth date of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King was 30 years old when he moved beyond parish ministry to become leader of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. That's when his impact was the greatest. Sister Teresa left her convent when she was 38 in order to serve poor slum dwellers in Calcutta. History records that the Apostle Paul turned from persecuting Christians when he was 30. Martin Luther was 34 when he posted those famous 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg in 1517. When she was 30, Maya Angelou developed her skills in writing poetry for the first time and moved to New York, where she joined the Harlem Writers Guild and became a civil rights activist. If you read the Gospel of Mark, the first of the Gospels that was written, you'll find that Mark says nothing, virtually nothing, of the first 30 years of Jesus' life. But then you'll find that Mark spends nearly half his account focusing on just 7 days of Jesus' work: the treason, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. Finally, a detailed account is given, defining in the end the work that Jesus will do. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. Let his preparation be something that gives you good courage during these years of formation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
May our God, who both calls and listens, accompany you in both your work and your anticipation of work, this day and always. Amen.